Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, February 21st. This week features views of the Moon and Mercury, which visually suggest no similarities. But with Kepler's discovery of elliptical orbits and Galileo's telescopic observations, increased scientific knowledge has brought out a wide range of common elements between the two. The past few days, we've noted their elliptical orbits. Today, we take a closer look at these worlds themselves. With lunar exploration now covering over 50 years, you are, no doubt, familiar with the gray, stark lunar landscape, pockmarked with craters, along with wide expanses of darker rock, which we call lunar seas, often surrounded by mountain ranges. You can apply this description, almost word for word, to Mercury. Both objects retain heavily cratered surfaces because they have been geologically inactive for billions of years and because they lack any atmosphere to create weather or maintain a water system, which would alter surface features and gradually erode them. They each show marginal evidence of volcanic activity from their early periods, and curiously, both appear to support water ice in deep, sunless craters at their north and south poles. Friday, we'll discover that the similarities of the Moon and Mercury have very different histories on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.